This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Anything you want. The Saturday episode, we're live here in the studio with you tonight. You've got Ian
and the Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
Lord Captain,
the Kickass. Lord Reverend Captain Kickass Esquire, if you will.
Good to have you back here, Captain. We've got stuff to talk about. In fact, quite a bit of it. As usual, of course, open phones as always. If you want to join the show, our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got an update to start out, and this is good news. Because what happened earlier this week, we were excited. I think it was Monday night when you were hosting the show earlier this week that we talked about the Staten Island business owner.
Is it Max Place, I believe?
Max Public House, which ought to rename itself to Max Private House. What they had done at this bar was they had been open during the supposed shutdown, which is recent. All these businesses and all these cities are being shut down again.
To be clear, they were committing an act of defiance.
Yes, and that's because, well, if he did what the government goons told him to do, he would go out of business for sure.
Yeah.
Like, he knew he wasn't going to look. He looked at the numbers and he said, well, I'm not going to survive this winter if you guys are shutting us down again, so we're just going to go ahead and open up. And he started giving out free drinks and free food to people. So the idea was he's trying to, like, play a game with, you know, not being open legally and that he wasn't selling things, but he was accepting tips from his customers. So
to keep his employees fed.
Yeah, money was changing hands, but it wasn't per, you know, the orders, right? So that was kind of an interesting approach. Nonetheless, that didn't stop the government goons from coming in and trying to come into his business. Now, one of the stories we didn't get to read on the air was sort of a follow-up talking about how the government gang had visited his restaurant or his bar a couple times over the weekend. So what happened was last Friday, they pulled his health permit and they pulled his liquor permit.
Right.
And he continued to open through the weekend. Well, when the bureaucrats would show up, he'd go up to the front door and lock the door on them. And so then they would say, are you open? And he would say, no, we're closed. Even though there's customers sitting in there at the bar, you know, drinking. So finally they showed up, I believe, on Tuesday night, according to this story we're going to get into at NY1.com. They did show up Tuesday night, and they arrested co-owner Danny Presti, who is also the general manager there. And so a lot of times once somebody gets arrested, that's usually the end of it.
Yeah.
But in this case, they have reopened again.
Nice.
Can I
get a hell yeah?
Yes, hell yeah. This is what it's going to take. This is what kind of level of defiance that is going to be necessary for any kind of change to ever occur back towards more freedom. Because you're not going to get it by obedience.
No, you're not.
They're not going to let you be free if you do and say everything they tell you to do and say. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah. Well, we talked about this, too, on the early onset of these lockdowns, the 2 weeks. We only need 2 weeks to flatten the curve.
Right.
Right? That's just a load of crap. Just a crock. Giant crock of, well, you know. And we talked about how I predicted at that point, I'm like, it's going to last longer than 2 weeks. You just watch. And everybody's like, oh, no. It's going to last longer than 2 weeks. And it did, of course.
It's still going.
And then everybody, oh, well, it'll all be over after the election. Well, the selection has ended for all intents and purposes.
Well, technically, there's another 10 days on that. But
still, the event,
right,
the day of, right, election day
has
come and gone, and it's still here, and it's not even going to go after that. We've covered other topics on this show, other articles that say all sorts of fun things like, well, even after the inauguration and even after the vaccine, you're still going to have to keep your social distance
and
keep wearing the masks and keep your restaurants and clubs and gyms or whatever. There's nothing more permanent than a temporary government thing.
Yeah.
And this happens over and over again. We learn from the past that people seldom learn from the past.
I think we did learn from the past, at least not collectively.
And this is what you get.
It is. And this is what you get with obedience. And unfortunately, when you're the only business owner who's willing to make a stand like this guy, Danny Presti and his co-owner there in Staten Island at the Max Public House, when you're the only one willing to stand up, you're the one that gets your head cut off.
Thank you, and, Danny, for your service.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you.
I wish that we had, you know, this guy here in New Hampshire. And finally, we do have a gym owner in New Hampshire who's standing up. He's going to be throwing a party at his gym in Lebanon, New Hampshire, which is about an hour north of here, next Saturday night. He's expecting, he says he thinks 6,000 people are going to show up. I think that's a little optimistic.
It would be great.
But that would be amazing.
Even 600 people would be great.
I mean, 60 I'd be all right with, but 600 would be incredible.
Yeah.
I don't know how big this gym is, but I suspect 6,000 people aren't going to fit in whatever gym it is.
I've not been there, but I also haven't looked it up to see if, does he have a giant parking lot? Can he hold a thing outdoor? You know, what's it look like? You know?
But let's focus on Max Public House here for just a moment and tell you what happened. So the reopening of the bar happened yesterday. And they are continuing their defiance of city and state restrictions on bars and restaurants amid the coronavirus pandemic. The reopening comes days after the bar was shut down by the sheriff's office for blatantly violating orders put in place to curb the rising number of coronavirus cases on Staten Island. Deputy sheriffs closed the pub Tuesday night and arrested the general manager, Denny Presti. He told NY1's Angie Gonzalez Friday evening the bar was open again to customers. Quote, "We are not getting the support that we need, the funding, anything from our local state governments, all governments, for what we need, and we need our livelihoods back. And if they're not going to give it to us, we're going to take it back at this point because we have no confidence in them to do what needs to be done."
Heartwarming words, if I've ever heard them.
Now, look, you know, as liberty-minded folks, we don't want to ask the government to solve our problems for us.
Hell
but
no.
In this particular case, you can't blame these business owners for asking for money from the government, because the government gang shut them down.
Right, yes. The government came to them and was like, I'm sorry, you're no longer allowed to do business.
Right. You can't serve your customers the way that you've been serving them.
They didn't say, I'm sorry. So,
no. Yeah. No, they just said, you do what we say, or else. And so a lot of these business owners said, all right, well, sure, we'll shut down. Can you give us a check? Because we still got to pay the rent, you know.
Right.
And the landlord's still got to pay the property taxes, so maybe you could, you know, I see you just got $20 trillion or whatever from the federal government. Maybe you could send us, I don't know, 10 grand or something like that, right? Like, send us 20 grand and we'll be all right. But no, that didn't happen. So he's like, F this.
Yep.
We're just going to reopen. The bar posted a message on its Instagram account saying it is open at 8 p.m. nightly for happy hour. NY1 spotted several customers coming into the bar Friday evening, and a line started to form outside with supporters hoping to get in.
Nice.
So
right, because they're probably the only thing open, right?
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, that is also what it takes. So we talk about what's it going to take. It's going to take not only the business owners to open, but for their customers to support them.
Yes, that is
this.
Probably just as important as somebody defying the orders and staying open. But the support of the people who frequent the business, they need to step up.
And not just the people who frequent it. New customers, people who can appreciate this sort of thing. And, you know, I've never been to this bar before, but you know what? I appreciate that this person's doing this, so I'm going to go out of my way, and I'm going to go and bring them some business.
I sort of half made a joke about, hey, let's get a party bus and trek down there and, you know, just have a drink, right? And I'm not the only one who thought that.
Really?
There's one of the chats that I'm in when this article popped up in the chat. Somebody else was like, we need to get a group of us together and go have some drinks at this guy and support this guy.
See, now, I'm willing to go to Lebanon for the party in New Hampshire. Sure, but I'm not going to go down to the city.
But that sentiment is what's great, right?
Yeah.
That I'm not the only one. I mean, I feel so
from four
awesome
and a half hours away.
That other people are having the same thought, and apparently even the local customers have that. We need to support this guy, and please do.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like they've got it handled, right? Like, if there's a line out the front door of customers, and by the way, I think it was the night we were talking about this, there was, maybe it was the night after that, there were protests outside. So after they arrested the bar owner, hundreds of people went outside of this bar when it was after it had been closed by force by the government gang. They were out there, hundreds in the streets, protesting in favor of this bar owner. So I would say they've got, like, the locals have this handle.
We need more of that.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the bar patrons, Ian Smith, says he's prepared to be arrested if the city sheriff show up again.
They need to have some sort of line of succession there, or succession. Like, so if one guy gets arrested, there's another guy who's going to open
steps in.
And if he gets arrested, then another guy's going to open, and that, that kind of thing.
855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts with us. This is Free Talk Live's live Saturday show.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter. It takes 5 seconds. And tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. DIVIProject.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. You dial in toll free if you want to join us here. We're talking about heroic business owners standing up to these government gangsters and being arrested.
Yeah.
In the case of New York Staten Island bar Max Public House, which has been not only reopened initially, or continued to stay open once the crackdown or the lockdown reinitialized. The owner was arrested Tuesday night. He has now reopened the business, and customers are lining up outside.
That's awesome.
To try to get in and get a seat in this bar. If you want to comment, you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I do want to say thanks to What's the Frequency Kenneth. He is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. That means that he is contributing $5 a month to the AMP program. The AMP program allows you to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. That's what AMP stands for. It helps us get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you, if you like what we do here 7 nights a week on Free Talk Live, then please become an amplifier like What's the Frequency Kenneth did.
If you drink from the cup of the Free Talk Live, please consider becoming an amplifier.
We appreciate it. And you can do it over at amp.freetalklive.com. Credit card, debit card, PayPal, Bitcoin, BTC. Those are your options. And you get some perks. You get some benefits from doing that, including access to the supporters-only chat room on our new Matrix chat server. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more and get signed up. Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. We go to Scott calling from Miami, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Yeah, good morning, Ian. I didn't catch the name of your other co-host.
Captain Kickass.
Captain Kickass, that's a good name. I want to say a few points. Number one, I call a lot of stations. It's a hobby of mine. And I can honestly say that you're one of practically the only one that allows a person like me or anyone. You're very generous with your time without cutting someone off at the knees, because I got news for you that people that are listening, you call 99.9% of talk show hosts, they will just vaporize your call like that the minute they don't. So I want to let you, they're very unusual.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Scott. I mean, I know that you and I, we don't agree on a lot of stuff, but to me, that's what makes things interesting, is to have a conversation with somebody with whom you don't agree, and to be able to have a conversation without, crazy shouting and somebody hanging up the phone, because I think our ideas are pretty darn good,
and we can explain
them pretty well.
The show also needs to live up to its name,
mm-hmm.
right? Otherwise, what are we doing? It's called Free Talk Live for a reason, so we attempt to allow people to be as free as they can be with a talk radio show. We still have to follow some FCC guidelines. You can't say all the 7 words, George Carlin, et cetera, and so on.
Right, so I definitely appreciate that, Scott, and I do know how it is on most talk shows, where basically if you can get through the call screener and get on the air, they essentially let you say one sentence, and then they put you on hold and or hang up the phone. You don't ever have a chance to respond. Go ahead.
I just like to say this. Danny Presti, I believe that was the owner, the bar owner in Staten Island, he is a hero, a folk hero. He's very courageous, willing to put his life on the line to go to jail. And I want to say something else. I I'm going to comment, and then on a question I'll ask you. The strategy I offered you the other night, I still believe. I was thinking about it when I woke up this morning. If business owners all across America, owning restaurants, bars, hair salons, it doesn't matter what the business, in every town and hamlet, said, "Look, your draconian measures have done irreparable damage to our revenue. We can't make a living because of you." And they all say, "That's it. We're not gonna give you our tax money." I think Ian and Captain Kickass, I think it would take the local officials and the state officials catch their attention, and I think it would put them in their place.
That's a great point, actually, Scott. I think that that would be a good way to take this to the next level. Because, for instance, Max Public House, the bar we're talking about in Staten Island, according to the story, they had the liquor license stripped on November 27th. And then, of course, the city's health department ordered them to close. I believe that came last Friday, if I recall correctly, but within the last week or so. So basically, they're operating as outlaws,
right,
at that point. And so why bother collecting the sales tax, or whatever the hell, 15%, it's New York, right? It's probably a crazy sales tax there. Why bother collecting the 10% or whatever it is they're demanding? Why bother collecting whatever other arbitrary fees that the state normally would demand from you. Just collect whatever you want from your customers and keep 100% of it, because they're going to come after you. They're going to destroy your business. So you might as well keep every last penny that you can possibly get your hands on.
Absolutely.
I want to say something else. Why are people so cheap? Why are they being led to the slaughter? Please explain that. Please
what do you think,
explain
Captain?
That to me.
Coming
from Seattle, where you've known a few.
The only real plausible theory that I've heard that I was like, well, maybe there's something to that, is that human beings, such as they are, and you're going to have to put on your imagination cap here for a minute. So the theory goes that there were aliens at some point on planet Earth, mm-hmm. and they needed a slave labor force.
To build the pyramids, right?
So what they did is they, did some DNA sequencing on some monkeys and created human beings who could think and figure stuff out, but basically needed to be led mm-hmm. at a genetic level. They were created for the very specific purpose of being slaves, and so that is why modern human beings are as sheepish as they are. That's the only theory I've ever heard that I go, maybe there's something to that. I don't know the answer to the question. It's a great question. I don't know what breaks people out of it, but occasionally, every now and again, somebody comes out of that shell, and when they do, and they're listening to this talk radio program, perhaps they'll consider moving to New Hampshire.
Yeah, it is a great question, Scott. I'm going to try my hand at it here, if you don't mind. And maybe people are born a certain way. I don't know what the nature of the human beast is. You go back in time and think about cavemen. There's a certain fear of the saber-toothed tiger, right? Like we notice motion and the peripheral vision, and it catches our attention, right? We want to know if there's like a tiger about to jump at us or whatever the threat might be. We do have eyes in front of our head, so we can act as a predator to some extent, but we're also, fairly weak when it comes to versus larger animals that could easily destroy us, a gator, for instance, or whatever we might be talking about. So, what portion of mankind is sort of born into fear mode versus those that are born into I'm going to dominate this environment mode? And I don't know, but I do know this. I know that people can be molded. Right? Because that's why the government gang is running the education system, because they know there's real value in being able to sculpt the minds of the people. So regardless of how people are born, I think it is more about the environment in which they are raised. If they're raised in an environment that teaches them that there's fear around every corner, that, as you're a child, there's always some sort of rapist that's hiding in the bushes outside of the park when you're playing, and you've got to always watch out because somebody's out to get you. Or as an adult, it's, a constant threat of some murderer that's, going to assault you in a dark alley. I mean, it's the sort of the fear mentality that is promoted. And then, of course, they're taught to look to the government gang as their protector. And, don't buy a gun. You don't want to learn how to protect yourself. Just call the police. So, I mean, this has been going on for generations of people, training them to be obedient, training them to be, just serfs and pay up. And I think that it has more to do with the government system than anything else. Thank you, Scott. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now. Click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The United States continues to see rising coronavirus cases across the country, setting a new single-day record on Friday for new cases. Another 227,000 new cases were reported yesterday, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. 2,011 Americans died of the disease Friday as well. The case spike comes as a vaccine against the virus may be days away from FDA approval. Glenda Shields was part of the trial study for the Pfizer vaccine, which is up for an emergency use approval next week. He tells Fox News about the side effects he experienced after getting the vaccine.
I've never really had a reaction to a vaccine before, and I did have a reaction to this one. I had headaches and fatigue were the big thing. I didn't take, you know, any kind of like aspirin or ibuprofen on the first shot. The second shot I did, and I did it basically. Basically, it muted all the effects.
This is USA Radio News. A New York woman who was born during the Spanish flu pandemic has survived COVID. Val Dior has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Her name is Angelina Friedman, and her recovery from coronavirus made national news back in the spring, yet she recently survived a second bout with the disease. Daughter Joanne Marola says her mom not only beat COVID at 101 years old, she's beaten it at 102, and she's no stranger to tough times. During the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic, Friedman was born on a passenger ship taking immigrants from Italy to New York City. Her mother died giving birth on that ship. Miss Friedman is in a nursing home now and first tested positive for COVID in mid-March, was clear in mid-April. With the latest positive diagnosis in late October, she was cleared on November 17th. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
And President Trump has ordered a withdrawal of U.S. troops from Somalia. In a statement, the Pentagon says that most of the 700 troops that are currently in the African country would be pulled out early next year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here and join us. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And the captain.
AnyPay 2.0 is here, and cryptocurrency payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Hand Cash, Bitcoin.com's wallet, or Dash Wallet, your experience should be pretty smooth. But some wallets out there just aren't ready for this impressive new technology. I'm talking specifically about wallets like Coinomi. There's another one called Exodus. Both of them, great wallets, but they just don't have what it takes to handle AnyPay 2.0. And they need to get there, because I want to see all of the wallets being able to do the payment technology that AnyPay has implemented. RelayX, Bread Wallet, they also need some help. So if you have any of those wallets that I mentioned there, Coinomi, Exodus, RelayX, Bread, go to AnyPayInc.com/upgrade, and you will learn there why those wallets don't work, but the other wallets do, and how you can contact the wallets that don't work, talk to their programmers, and let them know that you would like them to work for payments.
Off the top of my head, I'm wondering if the folks at AnyPay or, well, somebody else out there in crypto land, in the cryptoverse, if there's any value in having sort of a standards agency for crypto wallets, right? So, you know, a voluntary organization that says, hey, you know, if you're going to have a crypto wallet, here's where all the other crypto wallets are if you want to come up to the standard of what's going on right now. Kind of like, I think it's the United Laboratories, right?
Yeah.
They do testing.
Yeah,
they do testing, but they're not a government agency.
That's right.
Right, but yet they...
Underwriters Laboratories.
Thank you. Underwriters Laboratories. But they put their stamp on all sorts of electrical equipment saying, yes, you've met the standard that, you know, we have set by, you know, being this sort of independent agency. I wonder if there's some value in that for somebody out there, some entrepreneurial crypto person.
I don't know if there is such a thing. There might already be that, but all of the wallets probably aren't members of it, right?
Because
it's decentralized, right? So no one has to join any of these things. So if you want to learn more about how to help these wallet programmers get on track, go to anypayinc.com/upgrade, anypayinc.com/upgrade to help us out with that. So we've been talking about business owners that are standing up against these government crackdowns, which I like as a better, to me, a more interesting topic than the crackdowns, right?
Yes.
The crackdowns is just the same old news again and again. Now they're shutting down San Francisco. Now they're shutting down, you know, all of California, et cetera, et cetera. And it just keeps getting worse.
Welcome to your new slavery.
But thankfully, we are seeing a few business owners standing up, like the owner over at, his name is Danny Presti, one of the owners of Max Public House in Staten Island, who was had his liquor license stripped from him, and then health department told him he had to close. Well, he kept the doors open. And
good man.
They arrested him for it earlier this week. I presume he bailed out because now the business is back open again. According to NY1.com, business owner Danny Presti, he said that we're not getting the support we need from the government. He's pointing out they're not paying him to stay closed. They demanded he stay closed, and then he has to pay for it. Well, that's not very fair. So he's like, well, we're just going to, quote, take it back at this point because we have no confidence in them to do what needs to be done, he said.
I have no confidence in them.
And they've proven that they don't deserve your confidence. And as our last caller pointed out, not only should he continue to operate the bar, he should not collect a dime in sales tax for these scumbags.
Which I think would be a natural result of the way he's conducting his reopening.
Right. If he's not selling the drinks, if he's not selling the food but only accepting tips, then that would be a natural consequence. So a New York Police Department vehicle did show up shortly before 10 p.m. yesterday, when he reopened yesterday. So arrested Tuesday, reopened yesterday. But it appeared no officers ever left the vehicle. The bar closed by 10 p.m. A patron of the bar, Ian Smith, said he was prepared to be arrested if city sheriff showed up again. Quote, if Danny needs somebody to ride in the back of a cop car, I'm more than happy to go with him, he said. Mayor Bill de Blasio said Friday New York City's rate of positive coronavirus tests was at 5.47%, which has nothing to do with how many people actually die from coronavirus. As of December 1st, which is the most recent date the city has on its website, the percentage of positive tests on Staten Island was at over 8%, the highest percentage of the five boroughs. Despite being a orange zone, which forbids indoor dining, owner Keith McLarney and Danny Presti not only allowed people to dine inside, but promoted it, putting up signs declaring the restaurant an autonomous zone, which I thought was really smart.
I love it.
Yeah. To try to get around the state's restrictions, Max offered free food and drinks with a suggested donation. The state liquor authority said offering alcohol for free is not a loophole and that a liquor license is needed to sell or serve alcohol.
That makes me wonder, though, probably a little more than a decade ago, there was this thing going on around the internet for early digital distribution for bands and stuff. There was this thing going around called the pay what you want model.
For the albums, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't, who released an album like that? There was
a bunch of artists did it, and it was sort of an in vogue thing for a period of time. And then, like, as a musician who was playing gigs regularly out at bars and clubs, I noticed bands were just taking that same approach with their merchandise table. So instead of saying, hey, this T-shirt is $25 or whatever, right, or this CD is $10 or whatever, they're like, pay what you think it's worth. Now, I just wonder if you apply that strategy to more than just this one guy's business, if that's a strategy people can use to reopen in defiance with sort of less risk.
This is an interesting business proposition, right, because some people are going to be generous, right? And they're going to pay way more
right.
than what the thing is worth. But some people are going to be cheapskates,
right.
and they're going to pay way less. In fact, maybe even below the cost of what the thing is that they're receiving. So can you operate a business profitably with that being the business model? And there have been some interesting experiments in this area.
Well, and I'm just saying as an act of defiance... Right?
Yeah.
Employ that model for the duration of your defiance.
But that
not necessarily, to continue doing that as your, modus operandi.
So it won't save you from the Liquor Commission,
right.
who, as they point out here, even if you give away the liquor, they still demand that you have a liquor license. So they will
That's
arrest
true.
You over that. So
yeah.
it doesn't matter what. They had that covered.
Yeah.
They thought of that a long time ago. Oh, well, what if I just give the liquor away and then accept it? No, they've got that covered. So any serving of, any providing of the liquor. Now, there would be a workaround of bring your own.
What about self-serve?
At a private club. No, I don't.
So you're
anything,
over
any
21.
Sort of
you just go ahead, go behind the bar, and make your own drink.
Any sort of providing of the access to liquor, they're going to come after you for it.
Yeah. But
bring your own
Bastards.
Would be the only workaround for that. So there was a, and I can't speak to New York's law, but here in New Hampshire, for a little while there was a hookah lounge here in Keene.
Yeah,
and they couldn't get the liquor permit. They were like, they were applying for it, right? But it's a process.
Right.
It takes a long
yeah.
time. And you got to jump through all the hoops. And
if the wrong government thug doesn't like you.
You're done.
Yeah.
So they told people you could BYOB, bring your own beverage or whatever, and that included alcohol. So we used to actually have social Sundays at this event. So for listeners
nice.
Who don't know,
yeah.
this is a Sunday social that, libertarians in the Keene area came to. So it was a cool place because they had, like, hookahs. So you could smoke inside, which, of course, smoking indoors is prohibited. In New Hampshire. So one of the things they were was a private club. So if you're a private club, you can have smoking indoors.
Yeah.
Because you're a private club. The rules don't apply. You're not open to the public. Now, anyone could come in and buy a membership, but again, still a private club. So you could smoke indoors and you could bring your own alcohol to it. So they
right.
weren't making
yeah.
any money on the alcohol, but it was, it did contribute to people wanting to hang out there, and then they'd order a hamburger or whatever. So they were buying food, but they weren't buying drinks because they couldn't.
The punk rock scene in Seattle, Washington did that, and probably still does, near as I can tell. I'm not that plugged into, and I'm pretty sure nobody's really doing anything in Seattle, but they did bring your own. It was all DIY shows. So basically, there was a place called The Morgue, and it was a secret place.
Mm-hmm.
You had to know where it was only by word of mouth. Mm-hmm. Kind of
did you have a secret knock to get in?
No, but once you sort of found the block that it was on, you could find it pretty mm-hmm. easily. But the DIY shows were all just donation-based, right? So they'd have bands, they would just take up donations, or the bands would put out a tip jar, and they just played for that. It was bring your own, it was all ages, it was pretty great. But then there was also a club in Portland where it was a strip club, but there was no booze, but you could bring your own. You could bring mm-hmm. your own booze to the strip club
wow.
and have your live band on stage playing. It was pretty sweet. Yeah.
So, toll-free number if you want to join us here. It's 855-450-FREE. Is there a business owner standing up where you live? You want to tell us a story? Feel free to join us on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can bring up whatever you want right here. The toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE.
For me?
Like freedom. Yes, indeed, if you want to join us. Well, not you. You're sitting here. You don't need to call in. But everybody else does need to call in. You can join us and talk about whatever happens to be on your mind. It's Ian and Captain Kickass in the studio. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Also, I do want you to know about Bitcoin.com, which is where you can go if you want to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Mm. In fact, it's a great website. They've got a Getting Started or Get Started area. It's right there at the top of the page. Just click on that, and that'll take you to a series of videos. You can just, if you're really time-pressed, just watch the first one, the main one that gives you the rundown of what makes cryptocurrency like Bitcoin special. Why is this thing different? Why is Bitcoin worth $19,000 per Bitcoin right now? What makes it worth that? Why? This can explain that for you. This will give you some of the basics. And there's no better time than now to go and learn about that, because you don't want to be looking back in another 10 years. And, you know, I can't make predictions, so right. We don't know what the price of Bitcoin is going to be in 10 years. Maybe it'll fail completely, or maybe it'll be $100,000.
Maybe it'll 10x again.
Maybe it'll be a million. Who knows? Yeah. And then you'll be looking back, and if you didn't get in right around now, you'll be upset. Because then you'll say, oh, I should have listened to those guys.
FOMO.
I should have listened to those guys. But check it out, Bitcoin.com. They will help you understand Bitcoin.
I paid for my dinner this evening, a delicious smoked brisket with some coleslaw and a little bit of mac and cheese and an iced tea. I had the big portion, too, and, man, I'm full. Kirby's Q out in Allstead.
Good stuff. Yeah, you paid with crypto.
I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those guys are great. If you're up that way, please frequent their establishment.
Get on over to Bitcoin.com, learn more there, and we go to your phone calls and thoughts. We're going to start things out with Dave in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
wanted to update you about that Lincoln, New Hampshire business owner who was prosecuted, or possibly some musicians who were prosecuted over COVID restrictions.
Now, isn't this a supposed free stater, like libertarian guy?
I heard you guys report that this was a free stater, but that's the only place I've heard that.
Yeah, it's just a rumor. I don't know if it's true.
For those who aren't familiar, can you just recap what were the musicians involved?
So, I don't know who the musicians were, but there was something that I think may have been missed by most people is that what the Attorney General said, what the Attorney General's office said about this. I don't have the exact quote right in front of me, but it was something to the effect that they were upset because two musicians were standing too close to each other while playing guitars. And it turns out the two musicians are boyfriend and girlfriend.
That's right.
From the same household, even, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because I do remember you talking about this previously. And something that occurred to me after when I was thinking about this particular situation was normally, in most states anyway, there's something called the artist exception or the onstage exception. It gives...
Like the cigarette thing?
Right, exactly. Like Doug Stanhope famously did his HBO special, or whatever, his hour-long special at a place in New York, and he actually went on stage with a lit cigarette and continued smoking cigarette after cigarette.
It's exempt because it's a performance.
The entire time. They're exempt because it's a performance. So now I'm surprised that I would be surprised if, like, that performance exemption didn't also apply to these people.
Well, this is COVID times.
Well, I don't care.
Well, all the rules are different now.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're right, Dave. That news has been out there about this particular incident. The owner of this bar in question or restaurant or whatever, he does say he intends to challenge this ticket. However, it's not like the strongest challenge, you know, because he's not standing on like any kind of principle. I read a story this weekend about the challenge, and he's talking about how social distancing and we clean this and that, and we're concerned and the whole thing. So he's trying to, you know, portray himself as just another obedient business owner, and that you know, you enforcers, you didn't know that this couple knew each other, and so therefore you should lighten the fine.
Yeah, the classic appeal to authority.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's not really standing on principle, at least according to the article that I read. I have not met the guy. I can't speak to how he really feels.
That's what I'm saying about this performance exception might be a leg that he could stand on.
You could try it. But in this case, I think the best argument is that they live together, so who cares?
Listen to this quote from the Union Leader article. Quote, the New Hampshire Attorney General's office alleges that on November 21st, David Culhane and his business hosted a musical performance. A video of which was posted online November 22nd, quote, clearly shows two guitarists performing indoors close together, unquote. Ich weiß nicht, das Wort, ich bin ein Tenor.
That's funny. Dave, thanks for sharing that tonight, man. Keep us in the loop if you hear more about this, would you?
Vielen Dank.
All right, thank you. Danke. 855-450-FREE. Here's the story I think that he was reading. This is from the Union Leader, published 2 days ago. The White Mountain Tavern in Lincoln. David Culhane, who is the co-owner of the tavern, is challenging a $1,000 fine he received after a guitar-playing couple performed in violation of COVID-19 regulations.
And, right, so just stop right there.
Yeah.
Like, how ridiculous is the world that a guitar-playing couple can't go to a restaurant and perform some songs without violating whatever the government thinks it should be.
Yeah, and you also can't have indoor karaoke.
It's freaking ridiculous.
Which, of course, you can't have outdoor karaoke because it's effing cold and it's snowing today in New Hampshire. But they say if you have, you're allowed to have outdoor karaoke, but every singer has to bring their own microphone. So they have to disconnect the existing microphone, and then connect their microphone to it, and then everything's okay.
I mean, I could make something happen with a portable sound system on wheels and just give everybody, like, a wireless lavalier mic or something, but, I'm ahead of the game when it comes to audio.
That's right. How many karaoke singers just have a microphone sitting around?
Yeah.
They don't.
No, they don't.
I mean, I've got one, okay, but I'm an audio professional.
Right.
You have a microphone at a karaoke because your average person doesn't have a microphone, and it would be ridiculous to ask a barfly to remember to bring a microphone to karaoke.
Well, and usually only one at a time, at least. I mean, if you're a smart karaoke host, you've got a backup microphone in case.
Well, usually have two. You want to have two microphones at a karaoke.
Oh, for a duet or something, right?
Yeah, duet.
Which would also be a violation.
That's right.
A karaoke duet.
Yeah, well, any karaoke is a violation if you're indoors. New Hampshire Attorney General's office alleges, again, that the business hosted a musical performance. Talked about the video that... that he mentioned. But the owner here in the photo taken by the union leader outside of his business, he's outside his business. He's got a mask on. There's a mask sign. I can't read what the sign says, but it's on his window here. So, I mean, it's hard for me to get excited about this guy. I'm glad he's challenging the fine, but he's just... Let me read his statement here. He says, I just believe it's an error in the guidelines that needs to be corrected. It's not like we had a five-piece band. It's a couple that lives together, unquote. Well, I think you should be able to have a five-piece band.
12-piece band.
It's your business. You should be able to do what you want. Now, he's not the only business owner bucking the fine from the state. Alexa Furman, the owner of Simply Delicious Baking Company in Bedford, is challenging the $500 fine she received for similar violations, not with music, but just other non-mask-wearing kind of violations. The Loudoun Country Store was fined $2,000, and its owner is considering a challenge. Now, the woman in this case, she looks like the right lady for this particular case. This Alexa Furman.
Yeah.
Number one, she's foxy.
Okay.
So it always helps if you're, you know, the it person does. The government is picking on is attractive,
yep.
Right? An attractive female.
Makes for better news.
And number two, like in the photograph taken of her, she's not wearing a mask. So, like, she's not sending the same signals that this guy is.
Right.
This guy's sending a signal of, oh, I'm trying to be obedient, but, you know, you just caught me on this technicality. So, going on, he wrote that in the, sorry, it wasn't him, Attorney General Ann Edwards, Associate Attorney General, so not the top AG, but the, you know, second in command, basically, wrote that in the November 22nd video, there were, quote, customers seated shoulder to shoulder at the bar, and customers standing and mingling in the bar area.
Oh, my
Only
God.
One bartender is wearing a mask in the video. So, I mean, that suggests that maybe this guy who owns this business, maybe he is a free stater, maybe he is a freedom-oriented person, and he's just sort of letting it fly inside his business and not enforcing the rules.
Right.
In which case, I support that. But all of the public... you know, angling of, oh, I'm trying to be obedient.
Yeah.
You just caught me in this one thing. She wrote that a Facebook post showed a photograph of Culhane, the owner, quote, with your back to the camera, not wearing a face covering, while standing very close to bar patrons who are not spaced 6 feet apart. Unquote. This is the second time the tavern has run afoul of the guidelines, the bureaucrat wrote. She said her office received a complaint back in October that neither Culhane nor a server was wearing a mask while interacting with customers, and the cook wore his mask around his neck. So, I mean, I'm not saying people shouldn't support this guy. I think that they should support him and encourage him to go further with this. But I also understand why he wouldn't want to lose his business. I get why business owners do this, subverting themselves to the state, but it does not help us.
Nope.
More coming up.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Bear, the rescue dog, had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. That was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. It doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.